This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, including the Al-Shati refugee camp, an open letter to President Joe Biden from advocacy group the National Muslim Democratic Council, demanding that he broker a ceasefire by 5 p.m. Tuesday or face the consequences of millions of American Muslims withholding their support for his re-election next year. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
A new poll by the Arab American Institute showed support for Biden dropped among Arab American voters from 59% in the 2020 election to 17% ahead of 2024.
We're going to continue to engaging with the Muslim community, the Arab American community, and Palestinian American leaders to hear their concerns.
In contrast, Jewish Americans are deeply appreciative of Biden's support of Israel.
Remains a very important issue to Jewish voters. It's an issue about which there's a very high emotional attachment between Jewish Americans and support of Israel.
Meanwhile, there's growing pressure for a ceasefire, including from anti-war protesters during Tuesday's congressional hearing. Administration officials have advocated for humanitarian pauses to allow aid to reach civilians, but say a ceasefire at this point will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The UN body formed to promote respect for and protect people of African descent around the world says in its first report that they continue to, quote, be victims of systematic racial discrimination and radicalized attacks. The forum calls for reparations, saying they are essential to rectify past injustices against people of African descent. The report was delivered to the UN General Assembly on Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns that disease outbreaks are rising in war-torn Sudan. Lisa Schlein in Geneva says it's having devastating consequences for millions.
Since conflict erupted April 15th, more than 4.6 million people have become displaced inside Sudan. This number, added to the more than 3 million who already were displaced within the country before the conflict, makes Sudan home to the world's largest internally displaced crisis. The World Health Organization warns the health system in Sudan is stretched to the breaking point and does not have the capacity to deal with the mounting health needs afflicting this enormous, vulnerable population. Lisa Schlein, VOA News, Geneva.
Yemen's Houthi rebels for the first time have claimed missile and drone attacks targeting Israel. That draws their main sponsor, Iran, closer into the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis have been suspected in an attack earlier this month, targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. This time on Tuesday, however, Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down two salvos as it approached the country's key Red Sea shipping port of Ayat. The FBI director is warning about threats to Americans by events occurring in the Middle East. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that Hamas's rampage inside Israel and Israel's response could inspire violence in the United States. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Wray gave his most detailed and ominous assessment of potential threats.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should
wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Ray says that threats could include homegrown violence as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just four at a time, visitors soon will be allowed access to a long hidden space inside Florence's Medici Chapel, where delicate charcoal drawings sketched on the walls have been attributed by some experts to Michelangelo. The space was discovered in 1975 when officials were searching for a new exit from the Medici Chapel. The museum's then director believed that they were Michelangelo, but the major scholars of his drawings dismissed the idea. A fierce debate continues to this day. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.